Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next hour here on The Cube, 88.9 FM, the voice of the townships. In the first half hour, I will be interviewing Paul McLean. Paul is one of the leaders of the Hope Community Church in Lenoxville, and he will be giving us a bit of history on the church, and also he will be talking about a couple of Christmas events coming up at the church, as well as sharing a glimpse of some of the projects that are in the planning for 2024. I will also announce some community events and we will have some music. We will start the show with Holy Night by Andy Williams, and after the song we will hear the interview with Paul McLean.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoiced, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angel voices, oh,
Welcome to the Townships at 12. Today we're talking with Paul McLean. Now, what is your role in the Hope Community Church?
Hi, Maureen. Thanks for inviting me on today. I am one of the leadership team members, so my role is to just give direction and oversight to the church. I've been doing that for, the last 15 years or so.
The Hope Community Church actually took over the Catholic Church on the corner in Lenoxville, the corner of College and Queen, and that was how many years ago?
Oh, you're testing my memory, but I would say that we made that purchase 12 years ago, if my memory serves correct, something like that. Anyway, we met in the basement for a number of years, and then about 3 years ago, we did the renovations, three, 4 years ago, did the renovations to the main sanctuary upstairs. We're able to move upstairs just before COVID, and then of course we went through all that wonderful stuff. So yeah.
Okay, I can't believe it's been 12 years. Now, where was the church prior to that?
Well, the history of the church, it was a church plant from Grace Chapel, which was downtown Sherbrooke, and it was they started meeting in the little white church that's just off the highway across from the waterfall there in Huntingville. Mm-hmm. And then they built the new building and moved into sort of the center of Huntingville. It was known as Huntingville Community Church. We changed the name to Hope. So for, a good, I would say 50 plus years, they were in Huntingville and were responsible for being involved with the Grace Village, which is now the Massapequa Retirement Center. And so we're there. Maple Mount, I think, was part of the ministry there, right there in Huntingville. So they were there for a number of years. And then we were talking about an expansion project and growing the church. People were coming. We needed a place for the youth and maybe building a gym and sort of all sorts of ideas being thrown around. But we also realized that we were kind of outside of town, a little bit far for access for the students, and there's no bus service. And so we were thinking about, how can we affect our community around us, and in what way, what could we do being, you know, located out there? What could we do to sort of be more useful to the town? And in Lenoxville, we were thinking about maybe opening a service center and offering different free services, counseling, tax planning, just different things like that. And so all of that was brewing at the time. And then I believe it was one of the meetings, Ed Bailey said, well, you know, the Catholic Church is for sale. And of course, all of that planning took a quick hard right turn, and we ended up making an offer, in which the Catholics were gracious enough to accept, and they were pleased, I believe, that we were going to continue the location of the building as a church, and we made the purchase a number of years ago.
Okay, that's awesome. Definitely, you've embraced the whole community, not just your congregation. You have so many different activities. I know you have the block party at the end of summer. You have lunches for seniors on a regular basis, and you also have the Christmas events coming up.
Yeah, we love doing that. We really feel that the church should be part of the community, one of the most influential groups by loving on people and caring for people. We have a moms group as well. We have a kids club on Tuesday nights. We have a youth group on Thursday nights, a young adults group, lots of activities, lots of things going on, doing all sorts of fun things. We have the food bank as well, which is in the basement of the presbytery, which I believe is now, I believe the number's up to about 70 different households that they're assisting once a month. And so lots of cool stuff happening. And of course, we believe that's our mission. When Jesus was asked what the greatest commandment was, he said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And so we try the best we can to do that. And part of that is being there as a community for the folks that come to the church and being part of our community. And so, yeah, it's lots of fun. And we're looking forward to, I think this is our, I'm not mistaken, you lose track of time with COVID, but I think this might be our 12th Christmas dinner, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. A lot goes into the Christmas events, the Christmas dinner and the candlelight service too. So tell us about the Christmas dinner. You must need so many volunteers. Where does all the food come from?
Yeah, well, so again, we kind of let our community know, and then it's amazing. Folks hear about it, and just folks within the town of Lenoxville and the surrounding areas say, hey, I can buy a turkey or cook a turkey. And so it's all volunteer. It's all donations. Some folks give cash donations. Some peel potatoes or carrots, et cetera, whatever. Elaine Bourveau is she's the chief cook and bottle washer and all the rest. She and her team are amazing. Everything's donated, and we gather it all on the 24th, get it ready, and we usually have I would say all told between food donations and volunteers on Christmas morning, there's probably about 50, 60 people involved. And we have a great time. We've had as high as 220 people, sort of 220 people. I think last year we were in about the 150 zone. I think coming off COVID, our numbers were a little lower. There's still some folks that were a little concerned about COVID, but we love packing out the basement, and the more the merrier. It's a big Christmas celebration, so we're looking forward to a full house again this year.
Okay, about how many turkeys do you go through?
I believe it's 17 is the number she's looking for this year, so 17 turkeys, and I think it's 50 pounds of potatoes, and 40 pounds, or maybe it's more than 100 pounds of potatoes, 40 pounds of carrots, it's a production. I mean, it's a lot of food. There, folks are in there ahead of time, 3-4 days before the event, and getting everything ready and setting everything up. And then, of course, we start early in the morning and get all the food stuffs ready. And then we always, for every year, we've had from Lorraine's Bakery, we've had a cake graciously donated by Lorraine, and she makes a nice cake, which we put Happy Birthday Jesus on as we're celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. And so we sing Happy Birthday as we wrap up at the end of the meal and play a few games, have a good time. So it's a lot of fun.
It's wonderful. A lot of people would unfortunately be alone for Christmas, so this really changes their day for them and probably their life too.
Yeah, we originally started it just feeling that, you know, Christmas can be very commercial, can be very busy, can be very go, go, go. And it's obviously a wonderful family time for a lot of folks as well. And we're very conscious of that and love to wish everyone a Merry Christmas with family. But as you said, it can be a very difficult time, lonely time for folks who don't have family in the area or around, and maybe the kids can't get back or they're on their own. And so it can be a very lonely, quiet, depressing time. And so we just felt, hey, one of the ways we can love on people is just having Christmas together. And so we invite anybody and everybody that's on their own. And just, again, maybe the kids aren't coming until, 3-4 days later and you're sitting in the house. I only have one of my children coming home this year for Christmas Day, so I have five. We're just aware that, it can be a lonely time for some. So we just want to kind of break into that and have lots of fun and have a good time and have a larger family gathering, if you will.
Okay, that's wonderful. Now, the doors open at 10:30, and I think there's a couple of activities before the actual dinner.
Yeah, so doors open 10:30. People get seated, usually around 11 o'clock. We start a little program or sing some carols, play some funny videos, play some table games, have some entertainment. If we can get a few people to participate in some fun games, sometimes we have games on the stage. A little different every year. We like to mix it up and just have some fun. And then usually Elaine's got the meal. Elaine and crew got the meal ready about 11:45-ish, 12, that's kind of our target. And then we serve the meal, great turkey dinner, and then, like I said, the cake and ice cream, and we have a little gift for everyone that attends. And that's it. It's just a lot of fun, a little bit of an amplified Christmas dinner, if you will. So games and fun and games at the same time.
Okay, that's an awesome gift to the community. Now, do people have to reserve ahead of time?
Well, we do have, you can call into the church and make the reservation. There's just a one touch and you can just make the reservation, and we know that you're coming. And there's also a way to do it on the website. It's not an absolute, they're not necessary. It's just easier for us to plan, and it just gives us an idea of roughly how many people are coming. And so that helps the kitchen crew and the table set up, et cetera. So it's preferable if people can, because, again, we're a little bit more accurate in our numbers in preparation, but we don't turn anyone away. One year, the big year, we were flipping up extra tables as people came in, and we always seem to have enough food somehow, so it works out quite well.
That's wonderful. Now, is there a minimum donation for the meal?
No, it's absolutely free, no donation required, but don't look for a donation. In fact, we don't. Some people are gracious enough that they make a donation, but that's not what we're looking for. It's not what we ask for. It really is a gift from the church family and others who have donated just to bless people, love on people, and like you said, have a good family time together.
It's wonderful. I'll just give the number here in case somebody wants to reserve. It's 819-822-2627. You can call that number and reserve just to make sure you have a place. What kind of projects do you have coming up in 2024? Anything special?
Well, we're trying to develop and continue to grow our kids group and ministry. And we have a young mothers group that's taken off. I'm not sure exactly the time. I think it's on the website when they meet. So we just realize there's lots of new moms and families. So we've started that up. We're applying to the town, working on some plans to create a a new sort of entry welcome center, some offices, a larger amplified nursery room for the young kids in between the actual church building and the presbytery. And so that is that those plans are being drawn up at the moment and will be submitted to the town hopefully in 2024. We'd love to see that. We just feel that there's a need to for the kids' ministries and all that's going on, and just with the different activities in the church, just being able to meet all those needs. Sometimes we have three or four activities going on at the same time, so we'd really like to have a better entryway accessibility from Queen Street.
Okay, definitely lots of events and plans coming up for the Hope community. You're definitely probably one of the most active church groups in the community.
Yeah, the Lord's been blessing us, and lots of folks are coming. We really feel that we have the building to serve the community, and I know there's all sorts of weddings and different activities. We got a judo group meeting in there, and all sorts of things going on. I mean, some days it's quite a bit of a juggling act for Mike Enns, our pastor of communication administration. He's balancing all the groups out and trying to and make it work for everyone, but we absolutely love that. That's what the building's there for. It's a big old building, and it's got lots of rooms and lots of spaces. So we just it's fantastic that it's being used by the community and by the church as well. And so we're really quite pleased with that.
That's wonderful. Definitely, you have a lot of activities for young people. So have you gained a lot more people in your congregation?
There seems to have been a steady growth. Sunday mornings can be quite full, and lots going on. Lots of kids in the Sunday school and the nursery, and lots of folks upstairs, which is great. The more the merrier. There's always ways to accommodate everyone, and there's been some people said, well, maybe we have to try two services or Saturday nights, or who knows where that'll go, but. Again, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength. So we'd love to give people an opportunity to come and hear from God's word and to worship. And we love people to be able to get together and be in fellowship and have opportunity to love on one another. So that's our mission in the world. Jesus said that I go and make disciples in all corners of the world. So we try to do that. It's lots of fun as we do it as a big family within our community.
That's awesome. A great approach. Anything else you'd like to say before we go, Paul?
Well, to one and all, Merry Christmas. Just as we celebrate a wonderful family time, a time to remember the birth of Jesus Christ, and just wish everyone from Hope Community Church an absolute great holiday time. And please, anyone that's home alone or again, waiting for kids to show up, or maybe a student from another country, please come and join us on Christmas morning at 10:30. We'll have a great time, and we'll feed you lots of turkey.
Are you on Facebook, too?
I'm not the tech guy. I believe there's a Facebook page and all that good stuff. I'm definitely not the tech guy, but I know that they use social media as the best they can.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Paul McLean, one of the leaders for the Hope Community Church in Lenoxville. And definitely Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thanks, Maureen. Again, Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you.
And next up, we have some community events here on the Townships at 12. Christmas events at Hope Community Church, first of all. Christmas Eve Candlelight Service. They will be holding their traditional Christmas Eve Candlelight Service on December 24th from 6 to 7 p.m. at Hope Community Church, 102 Queen Street in Lenoxville. The doors open at 5:30 p.m. There will be a time of singing carols, lighting candles, and celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. Light refreshments will be served after the service. Now the next day, it's Christmas for you. They want everyone to be able to enjoy a home-cooked turkey dinner on Christmas Day in good company. Christmas for You will be held in person again this year, and they are inviting those who are far away from family and friends to join them. Hope Community Church for a time of Christmas carols, games, laughter, and of course turkey and all the trimmings. It's happening on Christmas Day, December 25th at 102 Queen Street in Lenoxville. The doors open at 10:30 a.m. Now you need to register to reserve your place. You can call 819 819-822-2627. That's 819-822-2627. Or register online at hcclenoxville.ca/Christmas. That's hcclenoxville.ca/Christmas. And if you miss any of the community events, they are on our webpage, www.cjmq.fm. Just go to the announcements. Also, the Hugs campaign, that is still on. That goes on until March. They are inviting everybody to help keep a homeless person warm this winter. Now, they are accepting donations of new hats, underwear, gloves, socks, scarves, and other warm articles of clothing. And the greatest need is for warm, comfortable, larger, neutral items of clothing, particularly for men. Toiletries are also welcome, toothbrushes, deodorants, hairbrushes, and the like. Items can be dropped off directly at their offices in the beige bins next to door number 2 at 3355 College Street in Lenoxville, or you can let them do the shopping for you. All monetary gifts are used to purchase essentials. You can also call them to schedule an in-person drop-off of items or checks. Please make your checks payable to Mental Health Estrie and indicate Hugs on the memo line. And they would like to thank everybody who helped them out and supported them. For more information, 819-565-3777. That's 819-565-3777. Or by email, projects@mentalhealthestrie.com. And Christmas is coming up fast, and right behind that is New Year's. Now, we have a couple of New Year's parties coming up. A New Year's Eve party will be held in Sawyerville on December 31st at 4 Ranborough Road. Potluck supper. Tickets are $25 apiece, and the event is sponsored by the Loisirs Sawyerville. The band playing is the Country Swingers. For tickets, please contact Martin Perra, 819-553-8500, 819-553-8500. The party starts at 9 p.m. and ends at 1 a.m. Also, a very special New Year's Eve party, a fundraiser coming up at the Hut, the ANAF, the Eric McCaig Memorial Annual New Year's Eve Fundraiser Party for the Canadian Fallen Firefighters Foundation, will be held at the ANAF, the Hut, on December 31st. A hockey game at Bishop's University at 2 p.m. starts it out. Players are by invitation only, but it's open to all spectators. A dinner at 6 o'clock at the ANAF, the Hut, located at 300 St. Francis Street in Lenoxville. The tickets for the dinner are $50 apiece and can be purchased at the Hut ahead of time. You need to purchase your tickets ahead of time. The tickets include the dance and the dinner, the dinner and the dance afterwards. If you wish to go to the dance only, tickets are $20 apiece. The dance starts at 8 p.m. and finishes at 1:30 a.m. The band playing is a classic rock band called Mech Trio. All proceeds will go to the Canadian Firefighters Foundation. There's a limited number of tickets, so you need to get them as soon as possible. So if you belong to a nonprofit organization and you have an event coming up, we would love to help you get the word out. We will announce it on the shows in the morning and the afternoon, and also on the townships at 12. So just please give me an email, cjmqnews@yahoo.ca or cjmqnews@gmail.com. There's two email addresses, and please give us an email. Just describe the event in few words as you can, and we'll announce it. We'll also put it up on our website, www.cjmq.fm, under the announcements. So please email us rather than call us. So that's it for the community events today. We will close the first half hour with Go Tell It on the Mountain, sung by the McCrary Sisters. I will be back after a word from our advertisers and the news with Derek Bullard. In the second half hour, I will be talking to Francois Gilbert. Francois will be talking about a very special fundraiser for the Canadian Fallen Firefighters, so please stay tuned.